This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, folks. We are broadcasting live from Metropolitan Health Group at 4454 Transcontinental Drive. We're out here, and it's all about to benefit Second Harvest Food Bank. So if you're in the area, if you can stop by, drop some food items off or donations, we are here. Second Harvest representatives are here. Representatives from Metropolitan Health Group are here as well. We've got a great show lined up for you today. We're going to visit with Natalie Jarrow at 12:30, President and CEO of Second Harvest Food Bank, and we'll talk about the what their needs are and where they stand. They've really have had some depleted shelves for a while, and we're here to try and make sure that everyone has something for Christmas. So we're looking forward to seeing folks come on out. We've got food. We've got some champagne here. They pulled out all the stops, so it's well worth your stop here at Metropolitan Health Group. At 12:10, we're going to visit with U.S. Representative Troy Carter about some new legislation, bipartisan legislation, that is, Capacity Building for Business Districts Pilot Program Act. And we'll talk about what that actually means. Michael Heck joins us, as he does every Wednesday at 11:10, President and CEO of GNO Inc. We've got a whole host of issues to talk to with Michael. And in the back half of the hour, a special guest, actually his brother, founder of Formwork Development. And we'll talk about some projects that they've been involved in on the West Bank and the success of SAME. We are joined right now by Bobby Harvey, the owner of Metropolitan Health Group, as well as Robert Dusum, the office manager here. Bobby and Robert, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you, Noel.
So, Bobby, first let me thank you for what you guys are doing for Second Harvest Food Bank here. When
Absolutely.
I walked in, you had everything on your website. You were all lined up. You were promoting, and that is so important. It's great to see corporate partners like that that give a damn about their community. Tell us a little bit about, if you would, Metropolitan Health Group and, you know, why you decided to do this today.
Well, we have four primary care clinics across the New Orleans area, Marrero, Metairie, New Orleans, and New Orleans East. And we really believe in giving back to the community. For us, growth and giving back go hand in hand. Every improvement we make, whether it's renovating facilities, hiring top-tier providers, or introducing new treatments, is about better serving our patients and our community.
Yeah. Well, I could tell you, I've been in a lot of clinics. None as nice as this one on Transcontinental.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you.
It's beautiful. I saw the before. I've had the chance, obviously, on several occasions to see the after. And you guys have done a hell of a job here. And I know that y'all are expanding and looking for other locations throughout the metropolitan area.
Yeah, we're looking to kind of revamp our West Bank location in Marrero.
Mm-hmm. And what has been, what do you think is one of the biggest challenges? I mean, you know, getting in to see a primary care doctor today is not easy. It can be relatively difficult. You guys work real hard to make it real easy and in a very short period of time.
Yeah, I would say, Bobby, that our goal is convenience for both the attorney and the injured person. I mean, it's very inconvenient to be in an accident. So what we try to do, we offer free transportation, same-day appointments, anything we can do to get them in and get them feeling better as soon as possible. And, yeah, that's our
Well, let's
mission.
Talk about that for a second, because y'all have actually engaged in, as a strategy of working with lawyers and their clients.
Yeah.
and their clients who are injured. A lot of folks don't do that. But it's really important because it's all about that individual making sure that they get straight medically, right, and they get the care needed, and also that they are able to empower their lawyer to have the necessary medical information to advocate for their claim when they're not at fault.
Yeah, correct. That our Care Cloud system really helps our attorneys we work with are able to view the records and the bills pretty much 24 hours or less after the patient comes through the door at any of our facilities. So that's very convenient. They'll know right where our billing is at and the injuries, et cetera, literally 24 hours or less sometimes.
I mean, having access to the complete medical file just really streamlines the legal process.
Now, I sat on the board of a hospital for a long time, and everybody struggled to get to EMR, electronic medical records. The first time that I spoke with you, Bobby, you were adamant that you wanted to have EMR.
Yes.
And you wanted to make sure that you had EMR to be able to transfer those medical documents and everything necessary, especially working with the lawyer or otherwise. And how has that worked out so far? Because you were hell-bent on getting that done.
It's working absolutely incredible, not just for the attorneys, but for inner office. So if a patient is seen at one location and then they're seen at another location, it's real-time. It's updated real-time. Our physical therapists can see what our doctors are doing. So it's been really, really well.
So the whole menu of services then are all on the same page?
Absolutely.
Minute by minute?
Minute by minute.
So it's not, I got a call over here, wait to see if somebody's there or whatever. When the service is called upon, they're able to get in the computer and pull up the records.
Absolutely. So if a patient is seeing the primary care physician, immediately after, that note is available to the physical therapist.
So you've been here on Transcontinental how long now?
A little over a year.
And what's been the neighborhood reaction? I mean, I know I drive by here because my parents' home is just three blocks down the street.
I'll pitch it.
Yeah.
And I always see a lot of cars in the parking lot.
Yeah, yeah. So we stay busy, and we're really happy and proud to be a part of this neighborhood. I mean, you have Basil's Hardware across the street, and they're very friendly. They helped us so much because we were trying to open as soon as possible. And they were, you know, they all know me by name. And the neighborhood is just wonderful. We had a wonderful welcome leading up to opening. Everybody, what are you guys doing here? And a lot of interest. So, we absolutely love being here near Transcontinental and West Esplanade. It's a wonderful location. You can see the sign from space. It's such a big sign. It's beautiful. So you won't miss us. And it's a beautiful building. It's the old Whitney Bank building that was kind of empty for a couple of years, and we made the most of it. It's absolutely beautiful. Come out and see it.
So let's talk about the plethora of services that are provided here. You have MRI machines, you have X-ray machines,
in-house X-ray at every location,
orthopedist on. You have internal medicine doctors.
We can take you from the start to the finish. So we're all the way primary care through post-op physical therapy.
Yep. And all within those the four locations that you have now and growing as we speak.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
And what has been the biggest challenge for you guys?
I think, I think changing the way people feel about, legal medicine.
Mm-hmm.
But I think investing in our facilities, investing in our equipment, you know, bringing top-notch everything is really
personnel.
Really helped us recruit top-notch doctors, top-notch physical therapists.
Right, and that coordination of that continuum of service that's provided. Right.
Yes, sir.
And that's what I keep hearing from folks that I've interacted with that have been patients here is they really feel like that continuum makes sense. It's very cohesive. There's not a lot of downtime, and that's what people are looking for because that's all about what? Time management and convenience.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, our patients kind of are like family. They're with us for about 6 months at the primary care level, unless it's a really bad accident, then we'll get them to where they need to go. But it's all first-name basis. The people that are in front of us working, they know most of our patients on a first-name basis pretty quick. So, and the doctors are very quick to diagnose any kind of issue. We catch all kinds of outside of personal injury, things that the patient wasn't aware of. We do the total workup to make sure we've sent people to the hospital and saved them from strokes and stuff like that. Over the years since I've been here at this clinic, that's happened. So that's something we're proud of. You know, that's something we offer. They get a total workup from a primary care doctor before anything else, and then we diagnose what happened with the accident and hopefully get them feeling better as soon as possible.
And what I like about your locations are all in convenient areas. I've had the opportunity to visit three of them, and three of the four, and they're all in great shape and great areas, adequate parking. You know, some of these places you go to, it's work. to get to them, especially if you're on a campus somewhere. I mean, it's not easy.
Yeah, and we make it even easier for the patient because of the free transportation. We have a corporate account with Lyft, so where it's not charged whatsoever. We take that to get them in and get them fixed, feeling better, same day. Basically, they'll get a text message from the driver, we're on our way, bring them to the clinic, bring them home.
Now, let's talk about that for a moment, because what a lot of people don't realize about that is that if your car's damaged and you're down and out, and that's all you have, and you happen to be here and you don't have family, or they're working, or they're chasing their kids, or doing whatever, you need to get to point B, and you want to understand what it is your medical challenge is right away, sooner rather than later, because you could be continuing to hurt yourself.
Right. Absolutely.
Yep.
And it's funny, but a lot of people miss the point.
That
until they're in the midst of it and they don't recognize, you know, exactly what it's going to happen and what the challenge may be.
Especially if they hit their head with traumatic brain injuries, the quicker we'll assess that right away and know, hey, you got to get in the hospital now. Or it could be a minor TBI, which we'll still diagnose. But that's one of the reasons we try to get our patients in as soon as possible.
Yeah.
You know.
And a lot of times that goes unrecognized, undiagnosed for a period of time, and things just get progressively worse on a very fast track, right?
Yeah.
That's something we look for.
Yeah, exactly. Final thoughts, Bobby?
Come out and see us.
Yeah.
Well, thank you all again so much. I mean, we just truly appreciate hooking up with Second Harvest Food Bank and doing something back for the community. I know it's a busy time of the year at Christmas for everyone. But there's no better organization than Second Harvest Food Bank. You know that what you give here is going to stay here and is utilized here, and that's the beauty of Second Harvest, and I know they appreciate it as well. And Merry Christmas and happy holidays to you.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. And well, thank you.
Thank you. That's Robert Dusum, office administrator here at the Transcontinental office, and Bobby Harvey, the owner of Metropolitan Health Group, four locations, 2930 Canal Street, 5646 Reed Boulevard, 4454 Transcontinental, and out on West Bank Expressway on the West Bank as well. So we'll be right back, 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us, folks. That's right, folks. We are from broadcasting live from the Metropolitan Health Group office at 4454 Transcontinental Drive. If you have a few minutes and you find yourself wanting to do something worthy during this holiday season, we're making it real easy here to collect food items for Second Harvest Food Bank and or donations as well. If you want to donate, you can call 504-355-0025. That's a number for Second Harvest Food Bank. They're willing to take donations over the phone, and we would certainly appreciate same. They would appreciate it as well. And we have several, probably got over 100 food items already sitting here in front of the counter. So just come on by. We'll have some folks come on out and give you a hand and bring it on in. You can come in and have some champagne, some fruit, some sandwiches. They've got a whole layout there. So it'll be a stop worth your while for sure from that perspective. And just come and say hello. We're right here in the lobby here at Metropolitan Health Group. And we thank them again, Bobby Harvey, the owner, and Robert Dusum, the office manager at this location, and all of the staff. Very friendly folks here. And we appreciate them so much for being a great corporate partner in this community. Wanted to talk a little bit about something that occurred to me as kind of silly. You know, we keep talking about efficiencies in government. Well, the other day, it's been reported on for a while, but I hadn't had an opportunity to talk about it. is that the Social Security Administration Commissioner Martin O'Malley signed an agreement with the American Federation of Government Employees, a union that represents 42,000 federal workers. And the whole purpose of it was to lock in a provision for 5 years for them to be able to work from home up until 2029. So what I find interesting is whether or not during this transition period from one president to the other, especially when the incoming president is one who advocated for and campaigned on the issue of government inefficiency, empty office buildings, and bringing people back to work in these buildings. And for this transition period, whether this federal official can tie the hands of the incoming administration for the entirety of the administration, because it's a 5-year deal and the first year of the president after Donald Trump, because he can only serve one term because he's already served one. And under the Constitution, you can only serve two in totality. It's not consecutive like it is for governors in some states, and depending on their respective state laws. So it's kind of interesting that we would allow an administrator, not even, you know, the president, to sign this agreement with a union to enter into a 5-year deal and tie the hands of the two next presidents relative to this issue. And of course, what will be done, it'll end up in litigation. And of course, the money that you pay in taxes, your hard-earned dollars, to support services in this country, the operation of government, will be paid to a bunch of lawyers to go and litigate this issue. We keep talking about who is potentially the threat to democracy. It would seem to me that if an individual is elected and one of the campaign promises is that he is going to bring back federal workers to the work space, that they're paying a lot of money for these buildings to maintain them and alike, that this interim period, transition period, that you would tie up the next president for the entirety of his administration. If that's not a threat, I don't know what is. And it runs counter to what the public voted for. So they're not even worried about whether or not you have a strong feeling about this or not. And this really isn't about Donald Trump. This is about anybody that runs for president. Why would you want to come into office with your hands tied by the predecessor who just with, you know, the stroke of a pen, be able to tie an individual up for that length of period of time? It makes no sense. It's really kind of interesting as to that how we could allow people to do that. I'd love to hear from you on this, 504-260-1870. We've got some time, so anything else that you would like to talk about, we can talk about as well. Just give us a call. There's another issue that came up the other day, and there's a number of folks that are very upset about this, and it's kind of mystifying to me. And I have to applaud the New Orleans City Council for voting the way that they did at the committee level, which is allowing Entergy New Orleans to sell its natural gas system. This is a company, a regulated utility, that no longer has a desire to engage in natural gas distribution. So they want to get out of that business. And I'm sure they have good reasons for wanting to get out of that business. And, you know, so they provide any number of utility resources, obviously electrical power as well as gas, and they want to focus on electrical. And the distribution system is not shared by any stretch of the imagination. It's a totally different system. And what you have seen is a consolidation of gas systems around the country. We went through it in Jefferson Parish many years ago, and it's worked out well, actually, in Jefferson Parish. And it's interesting that everybody's up in arms and they're saying the possibility of an increase. Nothing is getting cheaper. And gas, natural gas, the price of natural gas is really determined on the market, right? Like oil and other natural resources. And we're all up in arms about the city council not being in a position of regulating that portion of the business when they've never really been able to step in the way of any increases, because if they have to pay for the gas at a much higher price, there's only one place for that increased cost to go. They pass it to the consumers. That's how it works. And if they're not able to pass that on to the consumers, they're not able to invest back into the infrastructure, you end up with an aged infrastructure, and then you have a problem with the distribution system. It's not real complex. But we start talking about this in the context of climate and what that means, and trying to mislead folks as though the carbon footprint is going to be impacted in a very negative way, as opposed to another company distributing gas out there and, you know, trying to really just divert from the issue here. And it doesn't make much sense at all. The Alliance for Affordable Energy estimates that the Sewage and Water Board currently represents about 10% of Entergy New Orleans retail gas revenues. But with the board's plan to build a substation to draw power directly from Entergy's transmission grid, the fledgling purchaser, Delta Utilities, they say without that, in that crucial segment of that business, it will shift cost burdens to a shrinking pool of vulnerable ratepayers. Maybe, maybe not, because it all depends on how big Delta becomes. They're a new company, a new onset company, and obviously they're growing at an exponential rate at the present time. What do you think is going to happen to Entergy when that happens? These are two separate accounted for entities. They're now blended. And the reality is they're not going to take losses on the gas side and cover those losses on the gas side by any gains that they may have on the electrical side. It doesn't make any sense what you're talking about. So I applaud the New Orleans City Council on a unanimous vote. I think it was 4-0 or 3-0 or whatever it may be at the committee level. It's going to the council, if not today, maybe tomorrow, I believe. They need to deal with this issue, move it on, get it off their plate, let Entergy do what they got to do. This makes perfect sense. And also there's a possibility of gaining a corporate headquarter here for Delta Utilities. Whether or not that translates into a whole host of jobs or not, it's really the appearance that helps when we start having more corporate headquarters moving here to New Orleans, because it creates an aura of this is a place that people want to be. We had a lot of these before. We don't have them any longer. It is a positive movement. Whether or not it's one positive step or three positive steps, at this point in time, beggars can't be choosy. We have to recognize where we are. You've heard what I've said a million times about being a third-tier city. And if we're going to move to be a two-tier city, we're going to do it by small steps, small gains, things like this. This all helps with momentum. And it's the right move. And why folks want to try and create smoke screens to try and complicate an issue when you have a company that no longer wants to be in that business. So what are you going to do? Compel them to be in that business? And we think that that's really going to make it better for us when they have systems in other areas of the state that they're actually selling off as well? And you're going to be the only one? You're going to be the outlier, New Orleans? I know that we've grown comfortable being the outlier in a negative way in so many different fashions, but we don't need to add to the outlier misery, do we? Is that really what we want to do? I bring it up because I tell, just for the benefit, in my opinion, it's just my opinion, let us not be fooled by these activists and what they're trying to do here. The council in their 4-0 vote was the right vote, and hopefully the council in their 7-0 vote is going to be the right vote as well when they take this up at the full council in the near future. Give us a call, 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We are broadcasting live from the Metropolitan Health Group location on Transcontinental Drive, 4454 to be exact. If you could possibly drop by and with a few cans for the Second Harvest Food Bank, we would appreciate that as well. Or if you want to make a money donation, you can drop it here, or you can call 504-355-0025. It's for Second Harvest Food Bank. We know all about them, folks. They are really worthy of what they do. They do a great job, and we appreciate their participation. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. We are here at Metropolitan Health Group at 4454 Transcontinental. We just had a lady stop by and drop off a couple of bags of groceries. Thank you so much. I wanted to say hello, but I was in the midst of broadcasting at the time. And we really appreciate you stopping by for us. We are joined now by Dr. Heather Gilmore. She is the Doctor of Physical Therapy. Doc, welcome to the show. So, Doc, obviously, this we carry from beginning to the end here, and we talked about that earlier with both Robert and Bobby. What do you see more often as some of the biggest challenges of in going through this continuum and ending up with you in physical therapy?
Yeah, truthfully, the challenges are very minimal here. And so being a practitioner here treating, you know, clients that become our patients, we triage them with our doctors. And that we have such a relationship with our doctors of medicine that when they come and see us, we're all on the same page, mm-hmm. which is wonderful because the patient is the forefront and there's no, you know, things missing. And like, again, we're all on the same page when it comes to what the patient needs and what we need to get them back to.
So not a guessing game at all.
No, yeah. No. And the computer system that Metropolitan offers is called Care Cloud, and it's everything is there. All their images, medications, you know, their job-related duties, what we're trying to get them back to. So again, there's no guessing game because I've been in places where, you know, I'm like, hey, what medicines do you take? And they're like, I don't know. And I'm like, okay, what operations have you had? And they're like, something, you know. But right. Here it's just everything is there. And it's wonderful because it makes my job easier, which makes rehabbing the patient at the forefront. So it's wonderful.
And physical therapy, more often than not, is viewed as really a conservative approach, right? A lot of times we're trying to avoid a surgery or otherwise,
sure.
You know, by the utilization of physical therapy.
Yeah, so generally this type of field, when it comes to generally after, you know, a car accident per se, as I tell my patients, it's not like a paper cut. You know, you have a little cut on your finger and about 3 days, it's fine. In a car accident, it's a full body involvement, which makes my job important because we have to do a full workup on you. You know, I need to look at your cardiovascular system. We need to look at the musculoskeletal system, looking at sprains and strains, bumps and bruises, but also your head. You know, it's very common that after an accident, we deal with concussion related symptoms. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's something that's very overlooked because, sure, generally a lot of, you know, people have neck and back pain following an accident, but they also deal with headaches and dizziness and blurred vision and difficulty with sleeping. And so all of that is just as important as your general neck and back pain as well.
When we look at just what we would say is true primary care, when people are coming in and there are things that are reflected there, the sooner that you can move through the continuum of services, the better off you are as well, right?
Absolutely. I mean, the sooner, the better with anything, right? You know, as soon as you start having flu-like symptoms, you know, the better you treat it, you know, the quicker we feel. I said that backwards. but yeah, so generally too, after a car accident, you know, one, it's very difficult. One, you don't have a vehicle anymore. Now we're dealing with headaches. You know, we have to manage our pain, our symptoms, doctor appointments, Metropolitan. It's such a glory where you walk in the door. I always joke that we don't have like seats in our waiting room because you don't even get a chance to sit down. You know, you're triaged by one
Say that again.
It's wild, you know. And
that's an unusual experience.
Right, because I've been on the other side where I've been involved in an accident and it's, you know, I have a 2 o'clock appointment and I'm not going back till about 3:45, you know, and I'm like, I'm in pain. I don't feel well, you know, and it's a beautiful thing that we have here. And we stress about, you know, quickness, but that doesn't mess with our efficiency. You know, that is our forefront. And so it's wonderful that you come in, you see our doctor, we warrant and we provide any sort of x-rays that may be necessary per se. And in all of our facilities, you don't leave the building. And so I can tell you at bigger places, it's tricky when you have to go to building A to go to physical therapy and building C across the street to go get x-rays. And it's a wonderful thing for our patients that we literally focus on them the whole time.
Yeah, you know, when the first time I visited this location, it occurred to me that, as you just pointed out, you get service A here, you walk down the hall, you get service B there, and then you walk further down the hall and you get service C, and you're not having to carry yourself across a campus or otherwise, and it's all right here.
Right. Like I said, Metropolitan has made it so patient-focused that it's all about the patient from the second you walk through the door, as you navigate through the building, whether it's up one floor, down a floor, or across the hall. And then when you leave, you know, we provide when your next appointment is, we provide services to pick you up, you know, because after a car accident, you don't have a car, you know. And it's wonderful, too, as, again, we talk about the specifics of the patient, you know, even on the physical therapy side, we make a personalized plan of care because your goals and my goals are very different. And some places that commonly, you know, kind of tailored toward, you know, car accidents and stuff like that, it's very repetitive type of treatments. And again, like your goals might be to go back fishing and bench 150 pounds again. And my goal is to, you know, I want to go travel or something like that. You know, so again, your goals and my goals are very, very different. And so here we make everything very specific and tailored to the patient. So.
Absolutely. Final thoughts?
No, thanks for having us. The last time I was on the radio, I won a month's worth of churros. So I was excited. So this is a good second way. This is great. This is good.
Well, we don't have any prizes.
That's okay. But I'm so glad y'all are here. I love Metropolitan. Like I said, it's always about the patient, but it's also all about the employees too as well. It's right, such a family origin places, the stuff that they do for the community throughout the year. It's wonderful. So I'm super glad that, you know, we're doing that this year.
No, in fact, I recognize that right away. And Dr. Heather Gilmore, Doctor of Physical Therapy, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yes,
thank you.
Yes,
we really appreciate it. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us. And just a reminder, folks, over at Delgado Community College, they're having their spring registration event today from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at any of their locations. You get to meet with staff and faculty advisors for assistance in scheduling courses for the spring 2025 semester term. So sign up now. When we come back after the top of the hour news break, we'll visit with Michael Heck, President and CEO of GNO Inc. And in the second half of that hour, we'll actually visit with his brother, David Heck, who's founder of Formwork Development. And we'll talk about a $3.5 million renovation of a long-abandoned early 20th century schoolhouse in Gretna and what that has been transformed into as a result of their efforts. So we're out here, Metropolitan Health Group, 4454 Transcontinental, bring on back some groceries.